And we actually, in this case, I'm sorry to say, it happened, it was serendipitous, because I got a phone call from our chief chemist, and he said, look, I just found this such a beautiful reaction that even if this compound doesn't smell of coumarin, I want to do it. It's just such a nifty one step. I mean, chemists have weird minds. One step, 90% yield, you know, and you get this lovely crystalline compound. Let us try it. And I said, well, first of all, let me do the calculation. On that compound, bottom right, which is related to coumarin but has an extra pentagon inserted into the molecule. Calculate the vibrations. The purple spectrum is that new fella. The white one is the old one. And prediction is it should smell of coumarin. They made it. And it smelled exactly like coumarin. And this is our new baby called Tonkin. You see, when you're a scientist, you're always selling ideas. And people are very resistant to ideas. And rightly so. Why should new ideas be accepted? But when you put a little 10-gram vial on the table in front of perfumers, and it smells like coumarin, and it isn't coumarin, and you found it in 3 weeks, this focuses everybody's mind wonderfully. Okay? And people often ask me, is your theory accepted? And I said, well, by whom? I mean, most, you know, there's three attitudes. You're right and I don't know why, which is the most rational one at this point. You're right and I don't care how you do it, in a sense. You bring me the molecules, you know. And you're completely wrong, and I'm sure you're completely wrong.